USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. The Attorney General could be meeting with congressional leaders as early as this weekend. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all had their worst day since January 3rd. Heather Zumark is a financial analyst. She believes...
And the fear is that uncertainty in the UK over Brexit or Germany contracting because of their exports, which accounts for a big part of their economy. Their exports have slowed. And the fear is that this global slowdown can trickle down or trickle over into U.S. financial markets. And that's why the markets are selling off today.
Flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations. The governor has also declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Another legal battle is brewing over an abortion law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country on Thursday. Now the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is based in New York, but which represents Mississippi's only remaining abortion clinic in Jackson, is filing a lawsuit. The group did successfully challenge a Mississippi law that was passed last year that banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected, and that's about 6 weeks after a woman becomes pregnant.
Republican Senator Martha McSally from Arizona is announcing a new military sexual assault task force. She spoke about the project while visiting Luke Air Force Base on Thursday.
Really felt the best way to do this, instead of service by service, these separate meetings, that we needed to kind of do this all together. So I asked them to create this task force that I could also participate in. It's a little non-traditional. These different branches of the government would be at the table together, but we need to solve this together.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting ICE agents in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our community safe.
Now, the Vice President noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots as a part of this agency.
Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference and what progressive groups see as a sign of a shifting political tide. Jeff Balaban is with the American Center for Law and Justice. He tells Fox News,
this is truly reached a crisis level where now virtue signaling on the left means not to say we support Israel, or now they're trying to use different explanations for it. Even Ilhan Omar is trying to use different explanations for it. They keep on moving that bar. Oh, we like Israel, we just don't like Likud. We don't like Bibi Netanyahu. We like, but we don't. They've gotten to the point now where if you can't come to AIPAC, the most centrist organization, where everyone has always gone with this, the common denominator across the board, what you're really saying is, we don't support Israel anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.